I'm very happy now to welcome to the program Arizona State Senator Steve Gallardo. He will be in New Mexico this Friday for a community dialogue resisting the politics of fear, the connection between anti-immigrant laws and the struggle for civil rights. That's this Friday, the 10th of February, in the evening at the Hotel Santa Fe. We'll give more details about that later in the show. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So you witnessed the passage of Arizona Senate Bill 1070, which until the Alabama law was, and we talked to Scott Douglas just the other day about the Alabama law, that was the strictest anti-immigration law in the U.S. What were the problems going on in Arizona at that time? What was the political situation in Arizona that led to this bill's introduction and its passage?
Senate Bill 1070 has a history of bills prior to it. I mean, we've had 8 years of bills being introduced here at the Arizona State Legislature dealing with immigration. We saw Proposition 200, 300, 100, 101, employer sanctions, 1070. The list goes on and on. Senate Bill 1070 just takes it a step further. Now what we're doing is we're forcing our local law enforcement officers to actually become immigration enforcers. It's something that law enforcement has cried out saying they do not want this type of responsibility. Community activists have said they do not want this responsibility. But nonetheless, the legislature decided it was something that they wanted to pass and have signed by the governor. But now you look at the effects of Senate Bill 1070, the negative effects. Senate Bill 1070 has done more damage to the state of Arizona than any other particular issue. I mean, it has put a black cloud on the state of Arizona that it is going to take us years to come up from underneath. We have seen national boycotts on the state of Arizona. We have saw our economy be hurt. We saw our tourism dollars shrunk in half. We had national conferences that were scheduled to be here in the state of Arizona canceled because of Senate Bill 1070. So if you look at Senate Bill 1070, the impact it has had on the state of Arizona, it has done nothing in terms of trying to secure our borders, has done nothing in terms of trying to slow down the flow of folks coming across the border undocumented. It has done nothing but divide our state. It has hurt our economy, our tourism. It continues to put a black cloud over the state of Arizona that still is felt today. This bill was passed 2 years ago, and we're still feeling the economic impact of Senate Bill 1070. Last year, we had 60 chairmen and CEOs of various businesses that came out opposed to it and said, you know what, legislators, knock it off. These types of bills like Senate Bill 1070 continue to hurt our economy, continue to divide our state, and continue to keep us from trying to get out of this ugly recession. So when you start looking at the impact of Senate Bill 1070, it has had a huge negative impact and has done nothing to solve any of our immigration problems. The fact is, if we truly want to solve immigration in this country, you cannot do it on the floor of the Arizona State Senate. It has to come from a national act. It has to have Congress and the president behind it. You cannot try to piecemeal immigration like Senate Bill 1070 does. What this only does is divide our state and continues to hurt our economy.
How did it get passed in the first place? Was there a grassroots movement in favor of it? I mean, this is what we talked about with Scott Douglas the other day. Was it something that Arizonans wanted? Did it come more from a kind of national political movement like the American Legislative Exchange Council? I mean, what actually happened on the ground in Arizona that got that passed?
And that's a very good question, because what you're seeing is the effect of frustration amongst the people of Arizona. If you were to take a poll back 2 years ago and you asked people what they thought about Senate Bill 1070, overwhelmingly number of folks would have supported it. Not that they support the language within Senate Bill 1070, they support something done. And I think if there's anything that Republicans and Democrats agree here in the legislature, is that our immigration process here in the state of Arizona or across this country is broken. We need national reforms. We need something done on a federal level. That's one thing that we all can agree on. What we disagree on is how to approach it. So I think when you start looking at the support that Senate Bill 1070 may have had a couple years ago, it was out of frustration that the national government, our federal government, has done nothing in terms of fixing a broken immigration process. But if you start asking people now what they think of Senate Bill 1070, they'll say, wait a minute, this is not what we signed up for. This is not what we wanted. We didn't want to cripple our economy. We did not want to have a negative image on the state of Arizona. We want the federal government to do something in terms of immigration. We want a federal reform. So I think when you start looking at what folks are saying now, they will agree that Senate Bill 1070 is not what they wanted. Now, I think some of the members of legislature were feeling the pressure by their constituency that something needed to be done. They didn't know what, just something needed to be done. And the lack of federal response to fixing immigration led down to them supporting Senate Bill 1070. A lot of folks even then will tell me, you know what, Steve, I don't agree with this, but the people in my district need this. They want something. They want us to do something. They're tired of waiting for the federal government to respond, so they're putting now the pressure on local governments and state governments to do something. And I think that's where you saw a lot of the support from Senate Bill 1070. It was very high in the poll. But if you take another poll today, and what we're seeing is the majority of the people in the state of Arizona support some type of legal path to citizenship. They support some type of national comprehensive reform type approach. What they do not support right now is Senate Bill 1070 and the impact it has had on our state.
Let's talk about the specific impacts. What have been the impacts on policing? What have been the impacts on the Hispanic community, both documented and undocumented?
Well, what we saw just recently is a Department of Justice report, a very chilling report the Department of Justice has produced in regards to our sheriff's office. We have a local sheriff, Sheriff Joe Arpaio, who consistently wants to use his office as immigration enforcers. And what you come to find out is a number of allegations of racial profiling. So I think from that standpoint, and that's one of the big concerns, how do you enforce such a legislation without engaging in racial profiling? But I think at the end of the day, it causes a chilling effect within our community. We have some good folks there working in our law enforcement that work day in and day out to build relationships with the community and start working with the community to do one thing, solve crimes. And when you have a bill such as this that starts to interfere in that relationship, I mean, most crimes that are solved here in the state of Arizona and across this country, it's coming from a working relationship that law enforcement has. So when you start impeding on that relationship, you start now having law enforcement in a position that makes it very difficult then to do one thing, protect our neighborhoods and solve crime. So that's what you're seeing. You're seeing a chilling effect on law enforcement and our community that at one point were working well together. May now have a wall between it. You talk to young people now. I mean, they see law enforcement as the bad guy, and they shouldn't be seen that way. Law enforcement is not the bad guy, but they're terrified because they're terrified that law enforcement is going to come in and split families and cause harm to a family structure. So I think that's the big concern, is that chilling effect that now is put between law enforcement and the community, and the idea that racial profiling will be used in order to enforce this type of law. And we're seeing with the Department of Justice report, we now just have a federal judge that has opened the door to several lawsuits for our county now of racial profiling. So, and the liability, I mean, the cost to the taxpayer of the state of Arizona. You know, you have a slew of lawsuits now that are being filed, cases of racial profiling. So the liability on the county and the taxpayers is huge. So I think there's a lot of concern there in terms of law enforcement trying to enforce federal immigration law.
Now, we have read reports that in Arizona, I think it was in Tucson, the public education system has banned ethnic studies books. And there's this whole question. I mean, we talked the other day to Scott Douglas from Alabama. We know the history of civil rights in Alabama and the horrible division between whites and blacks. But what is going on in terms of race relations and in terms of the different ethnic groups or the different groups of people in Arizona? What does it look like? What's happening?
Well, yeah, you know, unfortunately, we have a state attorney general who is a strong supporter of Senate Bill 1070 and has taken up the lead on a lot of these anti-immigrant type legislations, type bills. And what they've now been introduced is a bill to go after what is called ethnic studies. It's the ability for students to learn other cultures, let it be the Hispanic culture, African American, Native American, Asian American. I mean, these are cultures that are being taught in our schools. At the end of the day, we have an attorney general who does not like what is being taught when it comes to the culture within the Hispanic community. So he got some folks to introduce legislation that would prohibit this type of teaching. You know, you cannot help but scratch your head and wonder, you know what, America is a melting pot of different cultures. And when we start taking away that ability to learn other cultures, what type of society are we turning into that we're not willing to open up our eyes and learn new cultures? So that's unfortunate. It is a battle right now, particularly in the Tucson area. It is felt here at the Capitol. We continue to see this type of discussion here at the Capitol. At the end of the day, you're seeing a lot of legislators, unfortunately, policymakers, who are using race as a tool, a very divisive tool. And they continue to introduce legislation that's very controversial and very divisive that goes after the Latino community. And I think we have to put a stop to this type of, you know, racial style politics. That they need, in order to be elected to office, they have to have this type of division.
That's another thing that I wanted to ask you about. American politicians have to know that there is an ever-increasing number of Hispanic voters. And so how are they not shooting themselves in the foot by alienating Hispanic voters?
You know, you cannot help, again, scratch your head and wonder what they're thinking. I mean, you have the national... And this is coming from one side of the aisle. I'll be totally honest. This is coming from Republican legislators. And you have the National Republican Legislature or National Republican Party that is working very hard to try to build a bridge with the Latino community, yet their local elected officials continue to introduce legislation that is alienating, you know, the Republican Party with the Latino community. I mean, it's seriously putting a divide. But they use this type of politics of division. I think at the end of the day, the Latino community continues to grow by leaps and bounds, not only in the state of Arizona, but across the country. And they continue to use this type of politics in order to win elections. And it's they use the fear-based tactics to try to scare people, you know, that we're taking away the English language. I don't know how many times I've dealt and fought against English-only bills that they continue to push, that the growing number of Latinos are wanting to change our national language. They're not. I think it's the other way around. You continue to see Latinos who continue to want to learn this language. They understand this is the language of this country. And in order to assimilate in this country, you have to be fluent in English and Spanish, or English and when it comes to writing and speaking it and reading it, you have to be very fluent. So I think when it comes to this type of politics, it continues to be pushed, this politics of division, just for the purposes of getting elected.
Right.
And that's unfortunate. That's totally unfortunate.
The architect, the main proponent of this law in SB 1070 in Arizona, the anti-immigrant law, was State Senator Russell Pierce. He was voted out of office in a recall election. What do you think that means in terms of understanding Arizona politics right now?
It shows you the number of folks within his district, which he represented a predominantly Republican district, was tired of this divisive type tactics that were used here at the Capitol. And they sent him walking. You saw Republicans independents and Democrats standing up and saying, enough's enough. We're tired of this type of politics. We're tired of seeing our state on the national scene with a black eye. We're tired of people looking at us as a very negative image. That's not Arizona. That's not. The majority of people here in Arizona embrace diversity, and they sent a loud message to those folks who continue to want to use race as a way to get elected, that they were not going to tolerate it. And they recalled the Senate President, Russell Pierce, who was the author of 1070, by an overwhelming number of votes. I mean, this was not even a close election. So yeah. I think it sends a loud message that this type of politics is not going to be tolerated anymore in the state of Arizona. They want us to focus on the priorities of Arizona. That's the economy, jobs, education, health care. Those are the priorities of Arizona. They're not interested to know where a 9-year-old girl that goes to, you know, a fourth grade class, where, you know, where she comes from. You know, they're not interested in that. They're interested in the needs of the people that are right now, and that's jobs, the economy, and healthcare, education.
So why are you coming to New Mexico this Friday?
I think it's important. It's important to share what Arizona has experienced over the last 8 years, that these types of initiatives that have been passed year in, year out, have taken a toll on the image of the state of Arizona, has taken a toll on our economy and our tourism. I mean, we continue to have a national boycott. We continue to have national conferences not wanting to come to Arizona. It is a negative image. It's going to take us years to get out from underneath. We saw it back in, you know, 1990 when our governor at that time repealed the Martin Luther King holiday. And we're seeing it again. And I think it's important to understand the unintended consequences of using race as a way to get elected. And some of my colleagues here at the state capitol and previous sessions have really taken a toll to our state. And it's best to look at it and say, hey, do you want to be like Arizona? And I would venture out to say that many of the elected officials there in New Mexico will say no. We don't want to be like Arizona. We want to be able to focus on the priorities of New Mexico. And I'd venture out to say that's education, jobs, health care. Those are the issues that are affecting the people of Arizona, not where a person comes from.
Steve Gallardo is a state senator from Arizona, and he will be in New Mexico this Friday for a community dialogue called Resisting the Politics of Fear, the connection between anti-immigrant laws and the struggle for civil rights. That's this Friday, the 10th of February, from 5 to 7 at the Hotel Santa Fe. In addition, he will be speaking on Friday morning in the Capitol Rotunda at the State House, and that's part of African American Day, and that's from 10 to 11 o'clock in the morning on Friday, sponsored by the NAACP and Somos un Pueblo Unido. Thank you so much, Steve Gallardo, for being with us on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe.
No problem. I look forward to coming down.